AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump and the First Lady have been enjoying a banquet in his honor at Tokyo's Imperial Palace. The president's on a visit to Japan, where he said earlier that he is not personally bothered by North Korea's recent short-range missile tests.
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
Standing next to him, though, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe publicly disagreed with Mr. Trump. Japan sees the missiles as a threat to its security. Prime Minister Abe pointed out they violate UN Security Council resolutions. The president also took a swing at Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden during a news conference.
I can tell you that Joe Biden was a disaster. His administration with President Obama, they were basically a disaster when it came to so many things, whether it was economy, whether it was military defense, no matter what it was, they had a lot of problems. So I'm not a fan.
He said he agrees with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. The tornado that tore through El Reno, Oklahoma over the weekend, killing two people and injuring dozens of others, had winds up to 165 miles per hour, according to the Weather Service. Matt White is the mayor of El Reno.
People have absolutely lost everything. You're not going to believe the devastation. You've seen some of the pictures.
Another tornado destroyed several buildings and knocked down trees and power lines in the Tulsa area yesterday. He was a champion on the field and off. That's how his Packers describe legendary NFL quarterback Bart Starr. Starr died yesterday in Birmingham, Alabama. He was 85 and had been in poor health since suffering two strokes and a heart attack in 2014. Police in Whitehall, Michigan are trying to find out what happened after they found a baby in a motel in the same room with her dead parents, the six-month-old in critical condition. This is AP Radio News. This year marks the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. And for some returning veterans, the horror of war remains very fresh.
Steve Milnikoff is nearly 100 years old, but the numbers stick with him.
We had more than 80% casualties in 11 days of combat.
Including a lieutenant riddled with machine gun fire.
Standing there and just taking all these hits.
And when the firing stopped,
he just hit the ground. He was gone.
Vincent Corsini struggled with telling a fellow soldier his friend was dead. For Milnikoff, it was just reality.
That is what happens in war.
A war he refused to talk about for decades, but now says he must to both keep what happened fresh and to keep it from happening again.
They gave their lives so we can have what we have.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.